I was minding my own business when one day my life took a turn.
When one day my life took a turn.
I was minding my own business when one day my life took a turn. I was blindsided.
I was blindsided.
I was blindsided by new music that I actually liked.
Now, here is indie rock veteran John McMullen.
John McMullen.
With the Scorched Earth Music Show.
Scorched Earth Music Show.
Scorched Earth Music Show.
Hello, my name is John McMullen, and this is the Scorched Earth Music Show. During the upcoming hour, we will present all different kinds of brand new songs, each of which is destined to burn its way into your life. On today's episode, we will feature a song that was literally written in 15 minutes and whose lead vocals were recorded in the backseat of a car. The group that pulled off this feat has been given accolades by respected outlets such as the New York Times, Pitchfork, and NPR. Later, we will check out what is hot in England. It is a collaborative effort by one of the most respected producers in electronic dance music and two female vocalists. One of the vocalists is a Brit Award winner with 9 platinum albums, and the other accumulated over 1 billion streams before her 26th birthday. And we will work our way up to a selection that we will call our Matter of Time track. That means that it is just a matter of time until the whole world recognizes the true greatness of this song. Along the way, we will hear tunes that are just out, from the Scottish hard rock band who recorded the biggest hit of all time in Norway, to a Sicilian rapper now based in Atlanta. We will hear a jazz recording by a group from Seattle that mixes synthesizers and saxophones, and also appreciate a recording by the country bluegrass act that got its big break busking in front of a pharmacy in Boone, North Carolina. So, let's get things started right now. Today's music kicks off with an all-girl group from Los Angeles made up of members Bella Salazar, Eloise Wong, Lucia De La Garza, and Mila De La Garza. Their unique name was suggested by Eloise's father, Martin Wong, who thought that the words, the Linda Lindas, quote, sounded like a band from the 50s, but could also refer to a Japanese punk song or art movie, or simply mean really pretty in Spanish, close quote. Obviously, the girls agreed.
Cause I'm
with the song Talking to Myself, a selection from their brand new Epitaph album, Growing Up. Those were the Linda Lindas, whose American tour dates begin in about 8 weeks in Oakland, California.
WBCQ. You are listening to John McMullen's Scorched Earth Music Show.
Gentlemen, have you any comment?
Sounds like a lot of supernatural baloney to me.
Supernatural, perhaps. Baloney, perhaps not.
WBCQ.
Our next selection is by a 28-year-old Brisbane, Australia native, singer-songwriter Harriet Pilbeam. While her real name may not be familiar, you might recognize her stage name, Hatchie. If her music sounds familiar, it is likely due to her stint in the group Go Violets, or possibly her previous contribution to Adult Swim, Adored. The album that contains this one just came out last week. Here is Hatchie with the title track, Giving the World Away.
You can see your horizon dissolve into nothing with every passing hour. If you tore up your thoughts and put them in motion, would you still feel desire? What is it that makes us feel so invincible, like life is by design? Could you generate all
with the title track to her brand new album, Giving the World Away. That is the Australian musician Hatchie, whose instrument credits over the last few years include vocals, bass, piano, guitar, and clarinet.
The most Coast Music,
WBCQ. This is the Scorched Earth Music Show, where we play music that will burn its way into your life.
This promise was never to be fulfilled.
WBCQ.
Now we are up to a brand new release by a Scottish hard rock act that has been around since 1968. When the guys decided to form a real band, they chose their name, Nazareth, after the town of Nazareth, Pennsylvania, which was mentioned in the lyrics, quote, "I pulled into Nazareth," close quote, by songwriter Robbie Robertson of the band in that group's legendary hit that was popular at the time, The Wait. After paying some dues and signing with A&M Records, Nazareth had their first and main success with their cover of the old Everly Brothers hit, Love Hurts. That 1975 FM rock classic reached number 8 in Billboard and hit number 1 in Belgium, Canada, the Netherlands, South Africa, and Norway. But listen to this. In Norway, Love Hurts by Nazareth spent an unbelievable 61 weeks on the charts, with a staggering total of 14 of those weeks in the number one position. That makes it the biggest hit of all time in Norway. Now, 51 years after their debut album and 47 years after their biggest hit, Nazareth is back, rocking every bit as hard as you remember. From their brand new album, Surviving the Law, here is You Gotta Pass It Around. Released just 2 weeks ago, that was the four-man hard rock act from Scotland, Nazareth, and You Gotta Pass It Around. If you're wanting to hear them live, they're going to have some summer dates in Canada, followed by a group of shows in Sweden.
You are listening to John McMullen's Scorched Earth Music Show.
Oh, shades of excitement.
WBCQ is worldwide radio.
Now we are up to an instrumental from the seven-person group whose promotional material very accurately said this about them. Quote, it's difficult to pin down Seattle's high pulp. In just a few short years, this instrumental band has dabbled in everything from avant-garde jazz to beat-driven R&B to psychedelic synthesizer-heavy electronica, close quote. Their new track, which is grabbing some attention, is called Blaming Mercury. You can certainly find it online and on some progressive jazz stations. What you can't do, though, is buy it on vinyl right now. Due to some pressing issues, the album's actual release date to stores was pushed back to May 20th. From their to-be-pressed and released album, Pursuit of Ends, that was High Pulp from Seattle and their brand new track, Blaming Mercury. If you liked what you heard, check them out this coming weekend in Cincinnati.
WBCQ!
We don't all agree, and, thankfully, we don't have to.
Just what does that mean, wise guy?
Scorched Earth Music Show.
Scorched Earth Music Show.
WBCQ Monticello, Maine.
Every week on my other radio show, Alt Universe Top 40, I play a recording that has some connection to the ever-present Jack Holder, a late friend of mine who, before he passed away, happened to play lead guitar on a ton of Memphis records and even contributed to a number of my sessions. Jack was involved in all kinds of music over the years, from his own bands such as Piccadilly Circus, The Hot Dogs, and Cobra, to producing and co-producing legendary projects by Good Question, The Crime, and singer-songwriter Rob Junkless. One of the biggest successes Rob Junkless had back in the 80s came from a track called Make It Mean Something, a song that Junkless co-wrote with Jack and drummer Chad Cromwell. In addition, Jack produced the demos that landed Junkless an EMI contract, and Jack also produced a sizable portion of the actual album. Now, 35 years later, Rob Junkless is back, and even though his former producer, Jack Holder, is no longer with us, his current co-producer, Kevin Houston, is another studio wizard that has worked with a number of Memphis musicians. Yes, that would include me as well. And not only that, this particular Rob Junkless track also features a cello player named Jonathan Kirksey, who has played on two of my recordings. Indeed, everything in music is truly connected.
You're laying me down, but I cannot sleep. Lay me down, but I cannot sleep. You're laying me down, but I cannot sleep. The river is wide.
River is Wide, a track from his latest album, Rebel Souls, that was Memphis legend Rob Junkless, co-produced by Kevin Houston at Nesbitt Recording Services.
This is the Scorched Earth Music Show, where we play music that will burn its way into your life.
WBCQ is Worldwide Radio.
The next song John is going to play is an oldie. Some of you older people might remember. It's from last month, and it's called Waiting for a Lifetime.
You're all I need. of the pain before. I've been blind, but your love's what I've been searching for.
With our oldie from last month, that was Yorkshire vocalist John Newman and Waiting for a Lifetime. Newman told writer Ben Jolly from the New Musical Express that his newest project is the embodiment of, quote, releasing the chains and making myself happy, which I realized I'd been waiting so long to be able to do, close quote.
You're listening to John McMullen's Scorched Earth Music Show, featuring brand new music that will burn its way into your life.
Now we're up to a Grammy-winning country group from Harrisonburg, Virginia, who got their big break by busking on the streets of Boone, North Carolina. And no, we are not talking about something that happened during the early 50s. One random day during the year 2000, this seven-man bluegrass band was playing for free outside of a pharmacy in Boone when the legendary Doc Watson heard them. When they finished, Doc said, quote, "Boys, that was some of the most authentic old-time music I've heard in a long while. You almost got me crying," close quote. With an endorsement like that, the group, Old Crow Medicine Show, was added to the lineup of Merlefest and was soon performing at the Grand Ole Opry. Then, the record label started by Dave Matthews, ATO Records, signed them and sent them to the Sound Emporium in Nashville. That led to 5 number one bluegrass albums, 2 top 5 country albums, 2 Grammy Awards, and a CMT Award. Now, 22 years after their lucky busking incident, the Old Crow Medicine Show is back with a brand new album, Paint This Town, and a track from it that I really like, Used to Be a Mountain.
If you're thumbing down a dog town road, put your tongue back, dragging ass hotter than a train track, hauling up to Middlesboro. With your coal seam, Jim's and meat, wildcat, wind speed, big, send it to the big O. On an overdrive, mean line, tragically, Kentucky, alive by such a lost tribe. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? You know, you know. There used to be a mountain here. There used to be a river so clear we could swim to the bottom. There was heart, there was soul. But I guess that we forgot them, cause there ain't nothing standing out the window but a sign on a slack pile. It says there used to be a mountain here. Thumbing down a drag mine road, and your quick set too thick, need a little opiate, looking for a pot of gold. With the gold devil hunter rebel, like a cotton cold shovel, come up on the temple and go straight to a gunny sack. Pull cat, Mitchell have a heart attack, you know. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know? You know, you know. There used to be a mountain here. There used to be a river so clear we could swim to the bottom. There was heart, there was soul. But I guess that we forgot them, cause there ain't nothing standing out the window but a sign on a slack pile. It says there used to be a mountain here. There used to be a house on the edge of town. There used to be a job and a roller and a church on Sunday, passing the plate around. There used to be a river full of catfish. We'd catch just to let them go. Ah, we used to let it flow, but now we let ourselves go. Hey! So you're thumbing down a cold town road, and you all jack smokestack, sucking on a thumbtack, swinging at the end of your
with Used to Be a Mountain, that was the bluegrass group that has made numerous appearances on Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion, the Old Crow Medicine Show.
WBCQ is Worldwide Radio.
Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Robert from Ontario heard our last transmission on WBCQ. He said that the reception quality was good, that he was pulling in a strong signal, and that the variety of new music sounded great over the airwaves. Well, Robert, we are very pleased that the signal was strong, and we are sincerely thankful that you chose to spend your valuable time listening to our show. Another Robert from Nebraska says he just unboxed a new Eaton 750 receiver and accidentally tuned into our show right off the bat. He reports 45344 and says that he enjoyed the music. Well, Robert from Nebraska, we wish you a lot of success with your new equipment, and we are thrilled that you found us, even if you weren't looking for us. Dina, who appears to be from France, sent us a message on Mixcloud, letting us know that our previous show was one of her favorites. Thank you, Dina, for listening to our streamed show. If you get a chance, see if you can find the Scorched Earth Music Show or my other show, Alt Universe Top 40, on shortwave. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in the form of an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
For those interested in ham amateur pirate radio loggings and more, check out Ralph Bender's YouTube shortwave radio channel. Go to youtube.com/Ralph Bender. I'll repeat, that is youtube.com/Ralph Bender. Thanks for your attention.
We now return you to your local station.
WBCQ.
Toronto-based Carlin Bezik has just released her second album using the pseudonym Jane Inc. It's an impressive collection of her original songs called Faster Than I Can Take. After years of building a following in the Toronto music scene with groups like U.S. Girls, Darlene Shrug, and Ice Cream, Jane Inc. decided to rely mostly upon herself, experimenting with sounds and sequencing in a way that reminded the pop press of the Purple One himself, Prince. Pitchfork said of her, quote, "Bezik proves herself a musical Swiss Army knife, capable of anything and reveling in her multiplicity," close quote.
Move it across my cheek so I can pretend to be a human being like I used to be. Remembering the distant feeling of being watched, of being noticed, of being seen. I can feel your bodies next to me. I can feel your sweat
released a few days back on April 22, 2022. That was Human Being by Carlin Bezic, who is known to the world as Jane Inc. On this track, Carlin is playing almost everything while getting a little help from drummer Evan Cartwright and background vocalist Dorothea Pass.
WBCQ!
You are listening to John McMullen's Scorched Earth Music Show.
Now we are up to a selection that appears to have a backstory unlike any other song of its kind. According to the band Pup, their latest track, Robot Writes a Love Song, was conceptualized, composed, and finished in 15 minutes. The vocals were literally recorded in the backseat of Stephen Babcock's car. And it certainly doesn't sound like a throwaway. One publication stated that Robot Writes a Love Song, quote, dissolves into a wash of nervous vocals before becoming what is surely the most emotional song ever written from the perspective of a computer being overwhelmed to death by actual human emotions, close quote.
You were dead. Saw your corpse rolling out the door. I backed up your memory before they came for you. Monitor was blue, but your data's all stored. And when they come back with your new body, I'll load you into the new machine again, bring you back to me. And when your motor died, so did I. It was a slow decline.
Robot Writes a Love Song, that was the alternative act Pup, a group that has racked up accolades from the New York Times to Pitchfork to NPR and has performed on Late Night with Seth Meyers and at major festivals like Lollapalooza, Boston Calling, Shaky Knees, and Riot Fest.
WBCQ.
now it is time for us to check out what is hot in England. What is blasting through speakers everywhere over there is the song Crazy What Love Can Do, a collaborative effort recorded by EDM mainstay David Guetta, along with vocalists Becky Hill and Ella Henderson. Of this new release, writer Jackson Naffa of the publication We Rave You says, quote, "This track is the perfect combination of house and pop music, taking key elements of both genres to create what'll be a massive hit this year. Between Guetta's exquisite level of production and Hill and Henderson's vocals, we get a groovy pop anthem that will guarantee you're moving on the dance floor," close quote.
"Wrap me up in diamonds, cover me in gold, but nothing they could buy me made my heart whole. I've given up on romance, then I found you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Can someone tell me what is happening to me? You're my oxygen, now I can finally breathe. Didn't care for anyone until it was you. Ain't it crazy what love can do? Crazy what love can do. Da 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 da.
What is hot in England? That was David Guetta, Becky Hill, and Ella Henderson, and Crazy What Love Can Do. While Guetta is listed first on the label, let's not forget that Becky Hill was recently awarded this year's Brit Award, has achieved 9 platinum records, and was the 3rd most streamed British female artist last year. The other vocalist, Ella Henderson, is no slouch by any measure. She landed a #1 debut album and accumulated over 1 billion streams, all before reaching the age of 26.
International Shortwave, WBCQ.
We have the best songs ever, right here, on this radio station, right now.
WBCQ.
My name is John McMullen, and this is the Scorched Earth Music Show. Now we are up to one of the most interesting cover songs so far this year. And, quite frankly, that is saying something. Just think of the cover songs we have played during the past few weeks. Remember the George Michael composition Freedom, covered by Urge Overkill? Or Higher and Higher by Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters? How about Lean on Me by Keb Moe? Well, all of those covers are certainly unique, and each is clever Parker in its own way. But Here and Now is a cover song that is a downright mind-blower. Completely out of the blue, here is AWOL Nation covering the famous Madonna hit Material Girl, and, as if that isn't enough, appearing as a guest on the record is one of the Hanson brothers of Mmm-bop fame, Taylor Hanson. Written by Robert Ranz and TK Records disco artist Peter Brown of Dance With Me fame, that was Material Girl, the song made famous by Madonna, covered now by AWOL Nation featuring Taylor Hanson. And speaking of Taylor Hanson, don't forget that right around the corner is May 6, a day of celebration known as Hanson Day in the brothers' hometown, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
We ended up skating into an unfamiliar dimension. The only answer now is new music.
WBCQ.
Atlanta-based rapper Russ is actually of Sicilian descent. He began releasing recordings back in 2011 when he was in his late teens. His major label debut on Columbia from 2017, There's Really a Wolf, brought him credibility and relevance in the music community.
I need somebody who's not gonna stress me and pique my anxiety. I need somebody who fucking respects me and doesn't keep trying me. Never again, never again, that was the last
Never again, never again. I said that last time. Lack of understanding and patience for communication got me feeling like there's no more point in trying to make this work. Oh, can you blame me? Oh, yeah. Every time I dive in it, fuck around and damn near die in it. Swear on everything though, I'm finished. We be having fights every 5 minutes. No, no. I be at your crib at 5 p.m. I'ma get my shit, I'ma give you your things. I don't want to talk to you, I just want to be out. I ain't trying to hear shit that you talking about. Yeah. Time's up, baby, I'm going. And I'm cool with the fact that maybe I'm wrong. I can't do it anymore, I gotta choose me. Choose. I could tell you never thought that you would lose me. But here we are, and there I go, and there you stay. And here we are, and there I go, and there you stay. I need somebody who's not gonna stress me and pique my anxiety. I need somebody who fucking respects me and doesn't keep trying me. And never again, never again, that was the last time. Never again, never again. I said that last time. Lack of understanding and patience for communication got me feeling like there's no more point in trying to make this work. Oh, can you blame me? No. Shit getting old. I don't wanna do this no more. Stop playing, you know. Why you gotta be so? I'm about to phone right back. Call you, then I hang up, then I call right back. Once upon a time, you had it all like that. Now I'm moving on, and I don't wanna hear another thing about you. No, no, yeah. Telling me you're gonna change shit, that you're gonna work on having honest conversations. Stop with all the silent treatment, I don't have the patience. You gon' say whatever just to make me stay, you ain't shit. Stop talking, I done heard that line. I ain't tryna hear another word this time. Oh, you thought I would've felt for that again, no. I need somebody who's not gonna stress me and pique my anxiety. I need somebody who fucking respects me and doesn't keep trying me. Never again, never again, that was the last time. Never again, never again, I said that last time. Lack of understanding and patience for communication got me feeling like there's no more point in trying to make this work. Can you blame me? No. Should've seen this shit coming from miles and miles.
With his brand new release, Never Again, that was the rapper with a dark brown left eye and a light brown right eye, Russell James Vitale, known professionally as Russ.
This is the Scorched Earth Music Show, where we play music that will burn its way into your life.
Now we're up to our Matter of Time track, a selection that is so impressive that it is just a matter of time until the entire world recognizes the superiority of this recording. Today's selection is by the Waterboys, the same new wave act that recorded The Hole of the Moon, a song from 1985 that only reached the lower rungs of the charts upon its original release, but whose consistent airplay and fan interest caused the song to be re-released in 1991. At which time it hit number 3 on the British charts. That wasn't the only good thing that happened to it the second time around. That song also won the 1991 Ivor Novello Award for Best Song Musically and Lyrically. Well, we don't know if this brand new one from the Waterboys will win the Ivor Novello Award this year, but it has been pronounced a Matter of Time track, the greatest praise we can hand out here on the Scorched Earth Music Show. What makes it so great? Well, according to Maine Waterboy Mike Scott, quote, All Souls Hill is a fast-forward blast through human history set to a psychodramatic soundscape, close quote.
My eyes, triads and naiads and all their clans,
touch of your hair as it brushed my cheek. And you're telling me no, don't sing, don't speak. And your skin so warm in the dark, alive night.
With our Matter of Time track, those were the Waterboys and their brand new recording of the Mike Scott original composition, All Souls Hill, to be released worldwide on May 6th on the Cooking Vinyl label. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us right back here in 2 weeks for another installment of the Scorched Earth Music Show. In the meantime, if you have never heard my other show, Alt Universe Top 40, be sure to catch an upcoming episode on WRMI or Radio Channel 292 or The Summit or KDEX. To check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow John McMullen. We would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. Those are all lowercase letters, and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep letting brand new music burn its way into your life and keep on smiling through the static.
The Scorched Earth Music Show is written, produced, hosted, and engineered by John McMullen. All rights are reserved. The Scorched Earth Music Show and Alt Universe Top 40 are owned by John McMullen, under the production umbrella of Mackie Tunes.
Goodbye, Earth people.